And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Brandon Flores, who's the director of the Gear Up program at USU Eastern. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Good to be with you.
I'm glad you finally made it in. We tried to do this last week and you weren't feeling so hot.
I wasn't. I think something's going around.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better and you're here. So you came in the last we talked. You had a lot of different workshops that were going on last month to get kids prepared for college. How did those turn out?
Yeah, so last month we had a few FAFSA completion nights. If you're not aware of what FAFSA is, it's financial aid for seniors who are planning on going to college next year to help them out. We also had the Utah College Application Week that we helped out at some of our high schools. They went really well. We had a lot of students participating, a lot of students applying for colleges, a lot of students applying for financial aid. We even had a good number of parents come out to each of those events at each of our high schools here in Carbon and Emory counties. Compared to last year, you know, it's night and day. We've had a lot of students preparing much earlier, which is how it should be. Now, if you're out there listening and you're not prepared right now, that's okay. You know, there's still time to do that. Definitely contact your Gear Up advisor at your high school or your high school counselor, and they can help.
Now, for those of the people out there that don't know what the Gear Up program is, give us a little bit of something so they can understand what it is.
Yeah, definitely. The Gear Up program, it's actually an acronym. It stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs. So basically, it's a federally funded program. It's nationwide. We happen to be lucky enough to have it here in both our counties. In a nutshell, Gear Up is to help students get to college. It's to help students be successful academically while they're in high school and take the necessary steps now to prepare for college.
So you do workshops with them. You do, don't you do homework night at some high schools with them?
Yeah, we do after school tutoring at most of our high schools. We also at Carbon High and also at Pinnacle High, we have a Gear Up class where we do workshops in the class and we help students with their homework and to catch up on their homework.
Now, I really like the program in the summertime because you guys do a lot of field trips. Now, it's not all fun. I mean, it is fun to go on those, but you also take them to colleges maybe they never even thought of.
Yeah, so actually, I just finished planning our spring schedule. So this coming spring semester, we'll be taking students to Utah State University. Up in Logan, we'll be taking students on a field trip to Weber State, and then we'll also be taking students on a field trip to Colorado Mesa University. It's a good way for juniors, seniors to get out there and to experience what it's like on a college campus outside of here in Price, you know, to see what else is out there, what other programs are out there. We tend to have a lot of students come on those, and those spots fill up pretty quick. So, you know, once you hear about it, make sure to sign up with us.
And of course, if they have any questions at all, they can contact their high school counselors or they can contact you as well.
Yep, or their advisors for Gear Up.
Right. What should high school seniors be doing right now? This is their last year and it's kind of chaotic anyway because they're trying to stay on top of classes or maybe trying to catch up. Hopefully that's not the case, but I mean, what should they be doing now?
Yeah, so definitely the struggle is real for seniors, especially when it comes to senioritis. You know, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's hard to focus on what's important. It's hard to focus on what's coming up in the future, namely college, because there's so much going on. When I'm working with students, when I'm advising students, especially seniors, I go over four college milestones. The first college milestone is the ACT. Now, most seniors have taken the ACT by this point. What that does is it helps them with the admissions process, also can help students get academic scholarships and other scholarships as well. So the ACT is the first milestone. The second milestone is the FAFSA. FAFSA stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. That's your loans, your Pell Grants, that type of money that you can get for college. And the application actually opened up in October. And so you can apply for that anytime. It's just fafsa.gov. So that's the second milestone. The third milestone is the actual college applications. So to apply for admissions to whatever college you're interested in going to, and you can apply for as many colleges as you want. I tell students to apply for at least three. So number one, pick your dream school. Stretch a little bit. Number two is your match school. What's a good match for you based off of your current academic standing, your desired major, you know, what courses you want to go into, what career you want to pursue, and even location. The third type of school that I encourage students to apply for is your safety school. So what's a safety? What's a backup plan in case the other two don't work out that you know for sure you'll get into? Typically, those tend to be your open enrollment schools, your community colleges. And then, so that's your third milestone. Your fourth college access milestone is scholarships. So there's really no limit to how many scholarships you can apply to. You can get as many scholarships as people are willing to award to you.
Right. And that's crazy not to apply for them.
It's crazy not to apply for them. I think what students struggle with the most is that there are so many available. It's right. Kind of like you're going to Baskin Robbins or in our case, Cold Stone, and there's so many flavors to choose from. And right. You just, you know, you kind of shut down.
But that shouldn't scare you.
It shouldn't scare you at all. And that's where our advisors come in and our mentors with Gear Up is that we're there to simplify it, to help you understand the process, to help you navigate that system, because it can be daunting. You know, there are so many different applications out there that require so many different types of things, whether it's an essay or, you know, an action that you take in the community. And so we're there to help guide you through that process and help you figure it out.
You kind of help them not feel so overwhelmed.
Not to feel so overwhelmed, because it can be overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, Brandon, I appreciate you coming in, letting us know how everything went last month with the whole Utah College Application Week, the FAFSA week. Tremendous turnout, it sounds like.
Yeah, we did.
All right, folks, if you've got a junior or senior and you're thinking maybe the Gear Up program is exactly what they need, or you have some questions on the program, all you got to do is get a hold of Brandon, or you can get a hold of the high school advisors or counselors, and they can help you and answer any questions that you may have. But if you want to get a hold of Brandon, he is at the USU Eastern campus, and his number is 613-5648. So if you want to be a part of this or have any questions, again, he's an awesome dude. He can let you know what Gear Up is all about. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming
me.
In. And then when it gets when you get back from Christmas break, come back in and let us know what your spring's looking like.
Yeah. We got some specific dates in mind or already set actually for college field trips and some other activities that we got to do. So if you're one of those who's kind of lagging behind, we do got a we're calling it the senior catch-up day.
I like that.
So we're going to just spend all day, and you could come to the USU Eastern campus. We're just going to help you with whatever you need help with as far as getting prepared and ready for college. For juniors, as juniors, they could start applying for scholarships now. So we'll use that time to actually start applying for scholarships. So rather than your typical workshop where we're just giving out information, we're looking to actually
hands-on help.
Yeah, get down to the nitty-gritty.
There you go. All right. This has been a Castle Country FYI.